You've tried it all. You've written all your content from scratch, bought tons of templates, and even used ChatGPT. But month after month, your content feels sporadic, inconsistent, and lacks the conversions you're hoping for. There's good news. I have a spot open for retainer copywriting services. With a retainer, I'll write, plan, and strategize your content every single month. From weekly emails to long-form content to quarterly launches, this is your chance to ditch content overwhelm and pass off copywriting for good. If you're interested, head to the show notes or submit an inquiry at therelevantcollective.com.
Paid workshops, are they worth it? Are people still attending these? In a nutshell, yes. Paid workshops are one of the most diverse types of offers that you can create to add to your product suite. In this episode, we're talking exactly what a paid workshop is and what it isn't, plus all the benefits of adding a paid workshop to your list of to-dos for 2024. Let's get started. Being an online business owner is full of ups and downs. Some days you can't imagine going back to your 9-to-5, and other days you want to burn your whole business to the ground. We get it.
Welcome to Chaos to Conversions, a podcast of practical, no BS strategies to grow your online business. Each week, we're chatting about launching, copywriting, mindset, and more, so you can make sense of the chaos and do more of what works.
Join the conversation and let's grow together. Hi, hello there. I am Melanie, the online business manager and launch strategist and part of the duo that makes up Chaos to Conversions. So this week, we are going to talk all about what a paid workshop is and what it's not, and the benefits of adding one to your offer suite. So the first thing that I want to define for you is what exactly is a paid workshop? You hear a lot of terms thrown around in the online business space, like a webinar, a paid workshop, a live workshop, funnel, live challenge, all of that kind of good stuff. So for the record, or at least for my record, it's just my opinion, but a webinar is something that is usually used to pitch to a paid offer. So when you are conducting a webinar, you're not going to give away the farm, so to speak, because it's usually used to lead into a higher ticket offer. Oftentimes, these are going to be free, and they're usually only going to be about 60 minutes long at most. They do teach something of value, but like I said before, you're not usually going to be giving away the whole farm with a webinar. You want your audience to still need something, aka your product, after you finish with your webinar. Whereas a paid workshop is something that can be a standalone offer. So it is going to teach a very specific skill or a very specific thing, for lack of a better word, that your audience will be able to do after they're finished with your paid workshop. Now, a lot of times these could still be an hour, but sometimes paid workshops in the online space could last over a weekend or multiple days. Obviously, those are going to be higher ticket, but a paid workshop can still be as little as an hour. It usually will also include lifetime access, the replay, so people can go back and watch it whenever they want, since they are paying for that information. Now, there's a ton of benefits as well to adding a paid online workshop to your offer suite. So let's break these down a little bit, because if you have a small audience, a paid workshop can be super beneficial. A lot of times I'll have clients come to me and say, Melanie, I just am really ready to launch my online course. I'm so excited about it. I have all these ideas for it. I really want to create it and get it going. But I often come back and ask them, not that it's the end all be all, but how big is your audience? Have you started an email list? And if so, how big is that email list? And sometimes people will say, well, it's only, 10, 20 people. I just started it. And let me be really clear, that's okay. Everybody started with a small email list. My email list isn't huge at all by industry standards, and everybody started with zero. So there's no shame in having a small email list at all. But sometimes, and we'll talk about this in other episodes, it is important to set realistic expectations for your launch. And if you only have a little teeny tiny audience of maybe 50 people on your email list and maybe a couple hundred followers on Instagram, it is going to be way easier for you to sell a smaller ticket paid workshop than it is a $200, $300, $400 course. So paid workshops are a really great place to start when you are just getting started in your online business. However, they can also be a great entry level offer to higher ticket items, products, offers when you are a little more established in business. It's why I'm such a proponent of paid workshops, because I think they can speak to any level of business, whether or not you're just starting or you've been in business a while. They are such a versatile and flexible offer that can also really vary in price range. So it's a great entry-level offer. If you're teaching something really robust, it can even be kind of a mid-level price point offer as well. It's also really great if you are thinking of launching an online course, or if you're a service provider and you want to launch a new service, it's a great way to sort of test your offer. I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But finally, if you have a small audience, if you're a little bit on the newer side of business, or maybe you don't have a signature course or program, it's a really great way to build trust and rapport with your current or existing audience. Let them get a taste of your teaching style for when you go ahead and create your signature program later on. So it can be very beneficial, paid workshops, to audiences of all sizes. The next bit is ease of creation. So creating a paid workshop is going to be so much easier than creating, let's say, a 12-module course. You won't need a video editor. You're not going to need a course hosting platform. All you honestly need is an email provider and Zoom or Google Meet, something in which to host your paid workshop. And then you can simply send them the replay by housing it in Dropbox or Google Drive, or just emailing them a copy that it's on them to save to their computer if they want to access it later on. So this is a really great way, like I mentioned earlier, to kind of get people associated with your teaching style. And once you get comfortable with online workshops, it is really easy to use this process to test out other topics and offers. And a lot of times I hear from my clients as well that they actually really love paid workshops because there's no pitch at the end. That when I'm working with launch clients who are using a sort of live webinar to launch, that is the number one thing people stress out about during a free webinar if they're pitching to their course. They don't want to sound salesy. They don't want to sound sleazy. So when you use a paid workshop as part of your offer suite, you're skipping that step because you've already pitched them. They've already paid for the workshop. So the pressure in that way is kind of off. And it's a great way to also practice being live in case later someday you do want to pitch a larger course with a free webinar. So the number one reason, though, that I do love more than anything using paid workshops is because it is the best way to test your offer. Now, I talked a lot more about testing your offer back in episode 2, but a paid workshop is my favorite way to test your offer, because if people aren't paying for a little nugget of the information, if you're creating a larger course, they're probably not going to pay several hundred dollars for the larger course when it comes out in the future. So creating a paid workshop is a really great way to test your offer to see if it might be interesting to your audience to create something larger later on. Also, if you're a service provider and you're feeling incredibly booked out, so to speak, and you just can't take on more than one one-to-one client, a paid workshop, although of course you're not going to be probably getting the revenue injection that you would get from taking on another one-to-one client, if you can take part of what you do for your one-to-one clients and offer it in a paid workshop where you can teach them how to do it themselves and charge for it, it's still going to be a little bit better than just taking on no more clients at all, because you'll still have that quick cash injection. And again, people are going to be in your audience and seeing your teaching style and getting to know you. So if you were to ever have a retainer client drop or part ways with one, you would also have a whole list of leads in those people that signed up for your paid workshop. So that's just a little tidbit that I also like to include as a service provider myself. I love to also offer paid workshops because it's not possible for me to have one-on-one strategy sessions with everybody. So that's one of the paid workshops that I offer is quarterly planning workshops where we all do it together because it would be impossible for me to have a strategy session with the 15 to 20 people who usually attend those. So anyway, that is just something to think about if you are a service provider. And if you are someone who has an online course already, a paid workshop is a different strategy for launching. A lot of times we see the free webinar strategy for launching, and that's great. It totally works with a lot of audiences. But if you're wanting to kind of change it up or try something new, launching with a paid workshop is a great way to qualify your leads a little bit more. Because if they're willing to pay a very low cost, think like $5 to $20 to learn from you in this paid workshop to kind of try you out, they're also going to be way more likely to buy your signature course or program later on. So as we wrap up, the big thing I want you to remember is that creating an online workshop is a great way to add diversity to your online business because paid workshops can seriously be so versatile. Creating an online workshop that's paid is a great way to add extra revenue to your business, to test your offer, or to lead to your signature course or service later on down the road. Do you have a course idea that you want to test? My favorite way to test a course idea is an online workshop. My group program, Create a Workshop That Converts, is kicking off at the end of this month. Be the first to know and get an exclusive launch discount. Head to the show notes to grab my link. If this episode was helpful, be sure to share it with a friend. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to get this show in front of more online entrepreneurs. We'll see you next Tuesday on Chaos to Conversions.
Thanks so much for stopping by to hang out with me today. If you want to learn more about how we can work together on a launch strategy or grab a freebie or one of the resources I mentioned, head over to duxburydigital.co/resources. I'll be back here next Tuesday for more practical strategies to take your business from chaos to conversions.